And if he's going to be bothered by the reports that your computer is sending out, just tell him not to look at them. And you're not paying him to look at them. That's what he wants you to do. So I wouldn't worry about it at all. If your computer's running fine, it should be running fine. You might want to try running some sort of a spy protection or some spy bot type of program to check and see what's been loaded on your machine. That would be an interesting thing to run. But just trying to sell you something, Roy. Even though he protesteth and says that he's not going to, he's not trying. That's all he's trying to do. Why? That's what he is trying to do. He didn't call you for free. He's calling you to be a nice guy. Tell him to fix it. And he says, fix it one time. Wait a minute. You called me. I don't know. I love those guys, but I guess they got to make a living, too. Rice is expensive. I don't know. I have enough trouble keeping my computers running without those kind of guys calling me. I'd be mad. Getting fine on your stuff down that way. You talk about days flying by fast. It's hard to believe that this is September or August already. I mean, September's around the corner. Christmas is around the corner. And we're talking 4 months or so, and we're looking at 2013 and a new year. In fact, the other night I had the TV on and I was listening to all of the political campaign messages that were out there, and I'm thinking to myself, my God, it's only going to be a couple more months. We don't have to listen to those anymore, at least for a while. Nothing. As soon as one pops on, it's getting to the point now that I either hit mute if it's a program that I'm watching, or I change the channel. This is getting to be really ridiculous out there. I know, next thing you know, one of them will accuse the other of screwing a camel or something. It's getting it's getting really, really bad. Oh, well. Anyway, wonder where John is this morning. I figured we'd hear him on here this morning. That's a big old carrier. This transmitter, I really can't figure out. I mean, maybe he put some sort of a hex or something on it, but boy, this thing is really kicking up the positive peaks this morning. My heavens. I'm seeing 130 to 150% positive peaks, and normally they don't go that high. But they are this morning. So he must have put some kind of a mystery spell over it. Roy, the restaurant was good yesterday. That's second time I've been to that place, and their salad bar is very interesting. They have stuff there that you just don't really find anywhere else. Really enjoyed that. So over to you, Ken, K8TV with KBWX, WADR.
Hey, Ken, have you got time for me to go through something with Larry?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Hey, Larry, are you in front of a computer that you can while I'm talking?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the mic on. Follow me on this. I'm going to walk across the room. You can hear me. Those fellows are Mennonites that have that, and the one that has a meatpacking place, his name is Hurst, H-O-R-S-T. And he can do... do anything they want there. But their breakfast bar is all in this world. You can do it. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay. Yeah, it was a good feed. For sure. I might go up and just look at my computer just for fun. I wrote that down. Computer illiterate like myself, pretty much. We'll see what I can do. I just want it to work. I hate it when it doesn't. I got no desire to learn. either. That's the bad part about that. I just want, I'm a complete appliance operator. I get no satisfaction out of installing new software and seeing it work. I just don't. I'm just amazed whenever I touch something and download or change anything having to do with the new high-techy stuff that it actually works when I'm done. I'm surprised when it does work, not surprised when it doesn't work. I downloaded new program to my 950 and to two other 950s for other guys because they thought I knew what I was doing since I did mine. And, I can tell you that the guy that wrote the instructions on how to do that for Yaesu was not based in Japan. Because he got it right. You know, those little nuances with the language changes and stuff. None of that. It was completely understandable. And when your mind thought, well, could it be this? You read the next sentence and it explains, no, it can't. This is, you know, this is what you put in. This is what you should see. If you don't see this, then you should see this. And, oh, yeah. If it gets hung up, do this. You know, it didn't leave it to chance. It said, you know, do this and assumes that it's going to work. It actually had some things, you know, on occasion if something happens, this is what you do, this is what you should see, and it was on the internet, the procedure, and they had a lot of screenshots,
which are very nice,
exactly what you're going to see come up, and which boxes you should check, and things, and how to find your current software, revisions, and stuff like that, and I was just amazed, it just worked. Just absolutely perfect, like it was supposed to, which was good. Well, I think I'll call it a morning. Say good to see you again, Roy. Been a few years. Been over. The place looks pretty much the same. Looks good in there. A lot of nice big cabinets with things in them. Like a good ham shack should look. Sue, let's see. Larry, I guess, back to you. And we'll listen here for a little bit. Chime in if something exciting refers to me or I got a question or whatever the case may be. Happy Thursday. W-A-E-R-K-T-V.
Just a curious, how long did it take you, and how far is it from your place, Larry, to Ken's, and then from Ken's over to Salem?
Ken can answer that one.
No, 50. Between, by road, it's about 50 miles from Larry to me, and about 85 miles out your direction. To John's.
Oh, wow. I didn't think you guys live that far apart. I have to look at the map sometime. And it's 80 some miles to. Okay. Well, that's... Heck, I'm closer to Pittsburgh than that. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm not one for driving. I, you know, riding in a car and going on trips. Once in a while, it's fun. Once in a while, I enjoy it. But, you know, when I miss my afternoon nap, it really doesn't work well. Nothing seems to function properly. In fact, I'm still probably going to be catching up on that. yesterday, I missed my afternoon nap, and that's not the thing for me to do. But anyway, that's about as many miles as I like to drive at once. I'm not much of a driver. That's why I look at these guys who drive trucks across country, and it just amazes me. Because I get more than a couple hundred miles and I'll be down for a week. And I didn't even drive most of those miles yesterday. By the way, Ken, I found a new way back. I came down Route 18 all the way to Route 60 and shot up Route 60 past the old house there in Vermilion to Route 2 and across. I shaved 10 minutes off of that time. So instead of an hour and 10 minutes, it only took me an hour. So there are better ways. Coming down through Oberlin and coming down through some of the other places where there are stoplights and traffic and all that, that really made quite a difference. Coming across 18, I was able to do 55 all the way across. And once I hit 60, it was 55 all the way up, except through, what's the name of them? Excuse me, there's a little burb, begins with a W, just north of Route 18, up at about Route 20. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, that's about the only stop. It's not really a stop light, it's a stop sign. And other than that, you're looking at, you know, 55 or better the whole way. So that really worked out really nice. I came up to that intersection where Route 58 turned off, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to try a different route. And it worked out pretty good. I think I went through Wellington. Maybe that was it. But that was just I think there might have been two lights. It sure seemed to go pretty fast through there. Anyway, as far as those computer things, you know, these people, they put these programs on your machine, and they do things that they don't tell you they do. And so it's kind of interesting that you would start seeing those logs, start seeing things in those logs. Usually if the operating system puts something there, you've had some sort of a real problem. And it's usually pretty specific. And like I said, Microsoft will never call you. So they might be the one you pay the money to, but they're not going to be the ones who are going to call you and say, hey, you need to look at this. When you do send reports, like a lot of times you'll be running an application. It happens pretty often. You'll be running something and the program will end abnormally. And when that happens, it sends off a report to Microsoft. Well, Microsoft will look at that, and you know, they may take that error, if it's their problem, and put some sort of a bug report out, or, you know, they may use it to make one of those updates or something like that, if there's a, you know, enough problems being caused by it. But you're going to have to go searching for it. It's not going to be something that they're going to call you about. And I think pretty much your information is going to be as anonymous as it can be. So if you submit an error report, it's not really going to identify you or your computer. It's going to say that this error occurred on a computer. And so when they research that, it's not, you know, they're not going to be able to even say, well, this came from Roy or came from this computer. We ought to send them a message. So, especially with a phone call. Oh, I love these computer things. Wonderful, wonderful. All right, Ken, 73's you this morning, and I'm going to jump out, and we'll probably talk to Roy on the phone here in a minute. And there's really not a lot going on today. It's going to rain like crazy, I think, and at some point, I'm just going to get prepared for it, that's all. I'll throw my hamburger in the grill ahead of time, and that way when the rain gets here, if it's around 5 o'clock or something like that, I won't have to go out and start up the grill. It'll already be done. I'll just nuke it, make it warm, and I'll have a grilled... What we're going to have today is grilled burger, so... Anyway, back to you, Roy, and 73 scan, we'll see you. KTV, signed, KVWX, W8ER, also pulling the plug.
Okay, maybe Ken did sign there. I'm going to run over, I think, Larry, and get a couple. I'll wait till about 12, 1 o'clock and eat them. Run over and get them so they have yesterday's, if they had any leftover gone, sweet corn. Get a few ears, maybe get 4 ears and save two. Eat a couple, they're big. Eat a couple with a hamburger and then take the other two and wrap them up and Saran wrap, and then maybe heat them up tomorrow. They're just as good if you do it that way. Can't hold them over raw, but once you do it, then you can make them tomorrow, and they're just about as good. Okay, I'm going to run over to the house, and I'll give you a buzz real quick and check. This one here has an under applications started June of this year, and I got a bunch on it. I don't know whether I temporarily installed that system mechanic on this, and that's when it started logging them. But I'm curious to see if you the same place I am and that you showed zero there. Ken, if you're there, pick it up. If not, I'm going over to the house for about 3 minutes. I'll give you a quick phone call and just check that. Then that's it, Larry. It was nice getting together yesterday, and you guys had the trip. I didn't. I come home after I shopped and got some food there. And I took my afternoon nap. KUTV, WADR, KVWX. Good morning.
Okay, good morning, Ryan. Well, I get a second wind when I drive. Of course, you know, riding with somebody, you got something to chit-chat, and I tend to talk a lot. Right, Larry? And the time goes by. But if I'm, like, driving out by myself, I got to get the second wind. I get real, like, tired and feel like I got to sleep. And once I get past that, I'm good. And that occurs probably 2 to 3 hours into a trip. Then I'm good forever. I drive another 4 or 5 hours. Doesn't bother me. And some, you know, like driving out yesterday, I had been that way back when I was working. You know, it's been 3 years probably. I was out there quite a bit, and things, you know, they kind of look familiar. Some changes here and there, and you remember kind of the lay of the land. And not too bad. Yeah, Larry, you get hung up. On the schedule, on the naps. A couple of days ago, I was just, like, whipped out. And I laid down, and I kind of half-slept for an hour. And I felt absolutely awful when I woke up. You know, I'm sure you felt that way before. Sometimes the naps are good. And you don't have that effect at all, and it does just what you lay down, you get a little rest, you get up, you feel fine.